This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the great state of Michigan, where it's going to get stormy today, we've got the one, the only, Ron Edwards. There they are. We're all out on the street. Yay! It's 77 degrees and clear. Yay! All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys. Okay, they're done. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
All right, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and emphasize the two words under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, wow, what a mess, what a huge mess we have coming out of Afghanistan, because the Biden administration apparently, it's even worse than what we thought. Daryl Issa came out yesterday, Congressman Daryl Issa, and said that he believes, from what he's hearing, that there's at least 500 Americans stranded in Afghanistan. Now, I'm hearing numbers more than that, and I've been hearing them consistently for going on 2 weeks. I do not believe it's 100 or 200 in Kabul. I believe we've got a bunch of people, don't even know how many, that are at this airport that we heard about the other day, that Mike McCall talked about, Marie Ashif or something like that. I just lost the name here in front of me. But anyway, where they've got the six planes on the ground, which there may or may not be people on those planes. They may be in the terminal, or they may be somewhere else. We just don't know where they're at either.
I have a gut feeling that it's in the thousands of people once, and I think history will eventually prove that. Captain, this is the preeminent example of incompetence and arrogance, and in my opinion, a disregard for American lives and also the lives of Christian Afghanis who have been prevented by the State Department from being rescued out of there while they bring in unvetted Islamic Afghan people into this country. And Biden, believe it or not, he knows completely well that he really messed up this evacuation from Afghanistan, leaving Americans there to face what would likely be in certain death if they are not rescued anytime soon, in my opinion. Now, Because one of the reasons why he went in this direction was, of course, to go completely in the opposite of what Trump had initially had in place. And also the generals who are now complaining, too, they have, you know, they need to look at themselves in the mirror, too, because remember, they were hating on President Trump for deciding to pull out of Afghanistan. But the generals did not take into understanding that President Trump had a conditional basis for the pullout. Not this hot mess that's going on now.
They knew.
And they knew. Well, they came out.
But they
out.
Were overruled by Biden. Somebody in the Biden staff overruled them.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. The back then, under Trump, many of the generals had turned against him, and there's a letter that I've seen where they were in big support of Joe Biden, saying that he will not turn against our allies.
Yeah, it was 130
blah,
of them.
Blah, blah,
signed blah. 130 of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. And so this is what they're getting. Unfortunately, the collateral damage is falling on American citizens and Afghani Christians who are in the middle of this political hot mess. And it's going to get a lot worse, in my opinion, a lot worse, because those Taliban folks, they don't care. They're going to do what they want to do and what they think they can get away with. And
well, they are allowed under Islamic law, because remember, they're going under Sharia law. They are allowed under Islamic law to lie to the infidels and say anything we want to hear, and they can get away with it, and it doesn't mean a thing. And that's exactly what they're doing. We cannot trust them, cannot believe them.
And our State Department knows this, and for them to stubbornly continue to not allow those Christian Afghanis to be taken out of there, even to other countries, where they bullied other countries and said, you will not take in these Christians, who were being rescued by David Barton and others, Glenn Beck and others. So this is a real dirty, dirty hot mess here that we've got here, and our government has really shown its backside to the world. And the world is now kicking our government, rightfully so, in the backside.
Well,
they have
taken those people and they have given them the a death sentence, because that's what they're going to do. That's what the Taliban is going to do. All right. Well,
and they've given.
Yep. Okay. Hold that thought. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back from the break, folks, Gitmo. Yay, Gitmo! The pretrial hearings are on again. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his band of merry men. We're going to talk about that and let you know what we know, which isn't much, but they're back at it again. We'll see what they can accomplish this time around. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, thank you very much, Kathy. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. I was up in Newport Richey yesterday. Big deal. Three cars got sold because of me. People walked up and said, howdy, howdy, happy to see them. And they left with their new Nissans, and they were happy as a freaking lark. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, including up and down the East Coast of the United States, the Midwest, and all the way out as far away as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles to carefree motoring, including the free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, Moss Nissan's motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And you need to check out the all-new Rogue, which I believe the inside is as big as a Murano right now. I was in one yesterday, the hottest SUV on the market. And two of the people that bought vehicles there bought the Rogues. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, and first responders, as well as church pastors, all get special deals on their vehicles. Now, don't forget, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And an all-new Moss Nissan coming soon to the north. I can't tell you where, but boy, oh boy, I'm going to be there for the grand opening. It's going to be great. Now, don't forget that Nissan locations are definitely where you can go and find out what I already know, and that is they're going to save you a bunch of money. Now, the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you more money. And I do mean more money. All right, here's an Edwards notebook for you.
There are those who want you to believe that America's best days are behind us. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the United States is still reeling from the most humiliating event in our nation's history. After 2 decades of our military successfully holding Taliban and ISIS enemies at bay in Afghanistan, the current regime handed over Afghanistan. Afghanistan Christians and even U.S. citizens were deserted. Domestically, our sovereignty is being threatened, or at the very least, per long-term plans of the leftists now in power, we could soon witness the permanent fundamental transformation of these United States into an awful place that resembles crap hole nations the majority of illegal border crossers come from. There's also more variants, more shots, and mask mandates being plotted along with economic government policies that could render our republic a hopeless economic and morally depraved wasteland. But despite all of that, I firmly believe there are better days ahead if, and I mean if, we the people stand and fight together under providential guidance while saying no to the madness. For in God, we should trust. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
There you go, Ron Edwards, and that there's the host of that there Ron Edwards Notebook. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to be on somebody's radio show today at 4 o'clock. I think his name is Ron Edwards, right?
Yep. All you have to do is go to theronedwards.com, and you will see there. And we're going to be there together at 4 o'clock. The captain will be joining me on the Ron Edwards American Experience. So be there.
You better be an American, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, let me just... Okay. I had to take a sip of my Constitutional Grounds coffee. By the way, I've got iced coffee today, literally.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I made it myself.
It's good.
Yep. And let's not forget that Constitutional Grounds coffee is found on Ron's website, theronedwards.com. Use the product code RE, save 20%. And I think the reason we need to do that, Ron, is because what?
It is the coffee you want in your cup.
There you go. And, of course, I got a big cup. As a matter of fact, I do have my big cup today, my Turbis tumbler. So I got, when I do iced coffee, that's what I do. I fill that up. All right, back to Gitmo and the pretrial hearings for the 9/11 suspects restarting today. Gee, that could get interesting.
Well, it's going to be mostly administrative matters with the defendants probably aren't even going to be speaking all week. And this is the latest attempt to advance a case that has been bogged down for years over legal challenges. Can't believe there are people that didn't want this trial to go forth. The United States versus Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Waleed Mohammed, and many others. It is suspected to, it's going to be going about 10 days, starting today to the 17th, at Expeditionary Legal Complex at Camp Justice on Naval Station Guantanamo Bay. And the accused are charged jointly in connection with their alleged roles in the September 11th, 2001 attacks, which we should never, ever forget, against the United States. They are charged with committing the following offenses: conspiracy, attacking civilians, intentionally causing serious bodily injury, murder in violation of the law of war, hijacking or hazarding a vessel or aircraft, and terrorism. Now, those legal challenges largely revolving around what evidence can be used at an eventual trial have delayed the case from unfolding. The effort has also been beset by a logistical difficulty of trying to hold proceedings in a specially designed courtroom on the isolated U.S. base. And I think it was wise to hold it at Guantanamo, by the way.
Okay, we got some interesting news coming in off the wire here. Denise and I were talking about an hour ago now about the possibility of Pakistan becoming the go-to nation for the United States to try to get some movement out of the Taliban to get our people out of there.
Yeah.
We are now, in fact, talking to Pakistan.
Okay.
About the Taliban.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's going to be very interesting.
Yep, it is, because that's actually where they're headquartered.
Yeah. It's not like we're bosom buddies with Pakistan, so Oh, boy. It's going to be very interesting.
I know. Here we go again. Okay, well, let's see. Back to the flash here. CNN's Jim Acosta. You haven't heard much out of him lately, have you?
No, and I was hoping it would continue, but here we go.
He's trying to make himself relevant by calling Tucker Carlson the American Taliban and saying that GOP lawmakers are also a terrorist group, and they're all comparing Tucker Carlson, the GOP lawmakers, they're all part of the American Taliban. Way to go, Jim Acosta. I don't watch your show anyway.
Well, it's just, you know, in fact, he called Tucker Carlson a human manure spreader.
And he's not, meaning Acosta?
Yeah. You know, he's fussing about the fact that Carlson has been very concerned in talking about the Afghan refugees that are being welcomed into this country. And I've talked about this. So Jim Acosta, he's something bad. I can't say it. But, you know, Tucker Carlson has been correctly talking about who is being brought into this country and who has been kept out.
Mm-hmm.
This government has been keeping out the Christians and just letting in unvetted, untold numbers of who knows what amongst the Afghanis that are being brought into this country. What is wrong with being concerned about that, Captain? Nothing.
No.
But this Jim Acosta, who's a nut job himself, is what he is.
Communists are like that.
I don't know why we're even focusing on that.
Communists are like that. Well, because somehow or another he got his name in the news. But anyway, let's talk about Taylor, Texas for a minute. Taylor, Texas is offering Samsung extensive property tax breaks to build a $17 billion chip plant. God knows we need a chip plant.
We do. We do desperately. And I know that there are those who disagree with this approach because of unequal taxation and things of that nature. But what are we going to do? We have a federal government that has these jacked up, god awful high corporate tax rates that keep us at a competitive disadvantage when it comes to these type of plants and things of that nature. And so you have some localities, such as in Texas and also in Florida, that have lower tax rates and are being more competitive. And I understand what others, you know, some of these experts are saying, but what are we going to do? Without that, we wouldn't have this coming to this country. And by the way, we have a huge shortage.
I will see you this afternoon on the radio, 4 o'clock, 4:12, and theronedwards.com is the place to go to find out. See you then. Have a great day.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. That's Ron Edwards. I'll be right back with Brooke Says. And Brooke Says what? I don't know. We'll find out together.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify in front of Congress next week about the U.S.'s withdrawal from Afghanistan. Blinken is set to appear before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on September 14th, the first of what is expected to be a number of administration officials to appear before Congress to answer questions about the withdrawal and evacuation of American citizens and Afghan allies from the country. Committee Chairman Senator Robert Menendez has said in a statement that there were policy, execution, and intelligence failures associated with the withdrawal and its aftermath. And four American citizens were evacuated from Afghanistan on Monday over a land route to a third country. The State Department says the evacuation was facilitated by the U.S. and was the first since the final withdrawal of U.S. forces from the country. ABC News reporting that the group left with Taliban knowledge, but without their interference. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that around 100 Americans were still in Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy, that's my pal Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. Don't forget the Monster Cast, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock, all across the country on many of these same stations, too. And then during the daytime, he's got the daily broadcast, the daily defense, he calls it, which comes in at 4 o'clock on, again, many of these same stations out there across the country. Alrighty, this portion of the program, my conversation with Brooke Says, brought to you by Everglades Equipment Group. Now, let me tell you something, folks. Everglades Equipment Group has got 4 stores in the state of Florida. Within the sound of my voice, I have markets for radio stations in each one of their locations. And if you want reliable equipment, if you want fair prices, if you want extraordinary service, pull on in there and check them out. Now, they are a John Deere dealer. So, if you want a riding mower, they got it. If you want a little tractor with a 60-inch cut, they got that. You want a backhoe, got that, and on it goes. But they've also got things that I'll bet you didn't even know about. How about some shrubs? How about some trees? How about some equipment to go along with, like a hoe and a shovel and a rake and fertilizer and sod and all that? They got all of that stuff there in their little lawn and garden, home and garden outfit that they've got there, the little section that they have. So check them out. Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, to the telephone lines. We've got the one, the only, the incomparable. Are you ready for this? Brooke Says. Gotcha. There they are. They're applauding you. Yay. Okay. How do you like that?
Good morning. Where's my Judas Priest?
It's probably in the file somewhere.
My intro song.
It is, well, no, it's in the file.
Yeah.
I couldn't get it out. I got too many windows open. Oh, well.
Mm.
Okay, listen, let's talk about Uncle Joe Biden. And the reason I want to do that is because he told...
He's a complete disaster?
Well, yes. he's more than that. See, there's two things you got to think about here. Some people are saying, well, he's old, he's got dementia, he's got this, he's got that. No. I'm over that right now. I know he's got it, but that's not what's going on here. The guy doesn't care. We've got people still in Afghanistan. Now, we heard the State Department say, oh, it's about 100, don't worry about it. Yeah. Well, Darrell Issa says, no, it's more like 500. I've been sitting on 1,000 plus ever since I found out about the airplanes that are on the ground at that airport about 260 miles north of Kabul. So, give or take, it's well over 1,000, maybe more, but we got to get them the hell out of Afghanistan.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, let's remember a couple of things. One is Obama is behind us. Obama, Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, and the rest of them in the cabal. The other thing is that we need to Velcro this to every single Democrat. Don't let this feckless old dementia patient geezer piece of garbage be the one to take the fall only for this. I'm telling you, that's the way to do it. That's what they're going to try to do. I don't know why they did this stupid plan this way. They're going to try to blame Trump. You know, I don't think it's going to work, but you have to Velcro it to every single Democrat. We're having elections next year, assumably, if they don't, you know, do something. But everybody has to be responsible for this. Just like any time Trump would say anything, they go to every single Republican and they put the camera in his face. That's what needs to happen for every Democrat. They are responsible. The congressman in 14 Illinois is responsible. The senator in California is responsible. That's how we need to do it. We need to go gangster on this. And also, by this time, if you want to fix this garbage, we have to replace, I know I'm getting off topic, but not really. We have to replace the Republican Party with only conservatives, not rhinos, not talk-a-lots, not neocons and interventionists. And you can do that. Watch the war room pandemic, do the precinct strategy, and take over the Republican Party. This guy should be impeached at the least, tried for treason at the worst. Okay, we did far worse to these people a long time ago for stuff like this, and he needs to be tried for treason. All the people that work for him, Obama needs to be tried for treason, and all the people that are behind the scenes shadow doing. But this is disgusting. They don't care. They hate America. And let us remind you, Pig Losi and the Democrats kneeled for a junkie, George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wouldn't let 13 names of our Marines be read on the House. Take the Velcro and Velcro that to every single Democrat running for office.
Yeah, I heard that. I was disgusted.
Yeah, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're all kvetching over abortion so that they have this so-called right to kill babies. The Democrats are demonic, okay? And I really hope there are Democrats listening to this and they say, oh, you can't say that. Yes, I can. Yes, I just did. Mm-hmm. And you are responsible. You built this. Oh, and by the way, okay. Karen, I hope the Afghans go to your neighborhood.
Okay. I got Bagamon Bob who asked really good questions. So let's get see what he wants to say here. Okay, Bagamon Bob, what's your question for Brooke Says?
Yes, Brooke. I think the only solution to this is to have a constitutional convention. You have to put in term limits. There has to be a device to get people out of office other than the full length of their term. There has to be either a no confidence vote or some other mechanism. We can't go on like this because you can't have somebody in the White House who's just on berserk mode. All right, that's it.
Okay, and obviously you have to change the Constitution to do that, which is where the constitutional convention would come along.
Yes, and that's true. That's great. And that's a long-term vision.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. The only people that are going to do that are MAGA, America First, New Right Republicans. You think the Democrats are going to turn themselves out of office? No.
No.
You think any of these globalists, by the way, just so that we're clear, the Republican Conservative Inc. is a joke, okay? Half the conservatives that call themselves conservatives just the average person or not. The other thing is that the people in the establishment, the so-called conservative establishment, are not either. Heritage Foundation takes money from Google and then petitions the Republican Congress not to censor Google. So the only way to do all of the things that we need to do to save the country are to hire people that talk about term limits, that campaign on term limits, because they're not interested in going to Hollywood. Hollywood, oh, my God, that's, you know, Freudian slip, to go to Washington, D.C. to make a lifetime career, okay? So those the other thing, he makes a great point. You make a great point, Bob. But in the short term, only MAGA candidates, only America First candidates will do. And if my feeling is that there may be some people that fraudulently act like they're America First and we need to vet them. And by the way, I have a super PAC that I'm going to be rolling out that would be doing that. We're already doing it. But if someone is willing to run on MAGA, on the MAGA platform, they're willing to take heat, right? They're willing to take all the extra slings and arrows that they're going to get by saying they unapologetically, unequivocally support President Trump. Just that alone shows you have courage, because you're going to get 10 times extra heat. You're already going to get heat as a Republican, but you're going to get 10 times extra heat for being unapologetically supportive of Trump and unlike the beta crying Kinzinger types. Okay? So that's a start. But the precinct strategy, get involved in your local precinct. Right? Because we're going to take over, we need to take over the party from the inside out, from the bottom to the top. Ronna McDaniel did not stand with Trump when it came time to, right? She's at the top. We can own it from the bottom and change the country from the bottom. And the left is freaking out about that because they know that people are inspired. People like us, MAGA people, are inspired to run for office at every level, including the local level.
Well, they need to be running for the school board this year because this is
that's
the
what
year.
They are. No, but that's what they're talking about. There was a ProPublica article about that, and they're really freaking out. They're gaslighting like crazy. It's ridiculous because they're the ones that do this. They plot from the freaking dog catcher. I mean, they're structurally, you know, they structurally take over everything too. But they're upset that we're doing it. See, they're upset that we're doing the stuff that they always get away with.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? It's our time now.
All right, we're taking it over. We can only hope. But again, as I've told the people on this program for years, get involved at the local level. Go to your meetings. Become a member of the Republican Executive Committee, and that's what you do.
Donate your money to conservatives. The left will invest in their cause.
The candidate.
Yes.
Yeah, the candidate. Okay. Well, hold that thought. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. Brooke says, "Yours truly," and I just found something that's going to rock the house here in a minute. But don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, it's your turn.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective.
GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer also. And Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Give her a call at 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That phone number again, 941-922-2345. The number, 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. Well, when you hear that music, it just might mean somebody on the other end of the line is rocking. Who would that be? Would that be you?
That's me. That's my intro song.
Well,
I'm not even playing with that.
You got introed on the second segment, so there you go.
Yeah.
So you intro.
Stay awake, people. Stay awake.
That's funny. That's funny. All right. Well, let's go back to what we were talking about here. I want to talk about Biden and his poll numbers. And the reason I want to do that is because we knew his numbers were going down, but the USA Today yesterday put out a significant poll showing a huge drop, the biggest one yet. He was down to 35% on his popularity, his job approval, rather, 55% disapproval. And then when it came to Afghanistan, he was down at 21% approval.
Well, I don't know who these people are that support this total rodeo clown that's a joke, okay? But again, he's going to be the fall guy, and that feckless, unit coward Obama, okay, who's running everything behind the scenes, it's almost worse. I mean, look, the reality is that Biden is a bad guy, like not even just like an old, oh, he's been, no. He gropes children, okay, and whatever else, and he's a bad guy, okay? But he's a fall guy. So whatever they want to do, they're going to try to jam through. You know, they're bringing all these Afghans here while leaving Americans behind. Where are they going to put them? They're going to put them in red state cities and counties, okay? They're, whatever their schemes are, they're doing that under his name, right? Mm-hmm. You need to Velcro this to all the Democrats. So don't let him just be the fall guy, because they're just going to memory hold this, replace him. Prediction, he'll be 25th by the end of the year. The cackling black Hillary is 10 times worse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She can't do anything either.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to act like, oh, well, if you get rid of Biden, it's going to be all over. No, senor. You Velcro him to every single Democrat. It's Democrat failure. Okay, it's Democrat Afghanistan failure. It's Democrat inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this is why the old Republican Party doesn't win, because they don't know how to fight, they don't know how to communicate, they don't know how to throw punches, rhetorically speaking, of course. You know, that's how we need to do it. We need to think about this as a communications war, and proceed accordingly. Because I guarantee you, the left knows that. You know, so Pelosi would do it. You know, that's what we have to do. So his poll numbers will continue to go down. I don't know who the people are that support him, but it's just the hate Trump, you know, Republicans and the just, you know, dedicated Democrats. But he's mm-hmm. a disaster, and I don't know that we survived mm-hmm. 4 years of him. I don't.
Well, I don't either. I don't think he'll finish 4 years. But let me run something by you. You heard about these vaccine passports, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, the law in Florida just went into effect for anyone that requires you to have a vaccine passport to get a job or whatnot, enter into that and the other. The fine is up to $5,000 for the person that's asking.
Hallelujah. This is what using political capital looks like. Mm-hmm. Where's the Republican Party? Do you realize? Think about this. First of all, when President Trump got inaugurated, what we could have done. This is what I mean. We have to get rid of the Republicans, the Rhino Republicans, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What could we have done to solidify the country for another generation, mm-hmm. for another 100 years, had the Republicans supported mm-hmm. President Trump and what he was doing? But they didn't, right? That's why we have to get rid of them. DeSantis is amazing, okay? He's using his political capital in the right way and willing to take the jabs, no pun intended, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Because parents don't want this. They don't want the jab.
True.
They don't want the mask. They want their kids in school. And by the way, there have been tests showing that having kids in the masks all day lowers their IQ, right? So, along with the other problems that they have. By having that, it's disgusting what they're doing to children.
All right, well, we got about a minute left, and I want to throw this last thing at you. It was bad enough when they wouldn't let the first responders come to the 20th anniversary at the World Trade Center. But now Joe Biden is going to go to all three of the 9/11 sites on 9/11. And I've been told, and I've been in communications with some of the surviving members of the families that are there, that they're planning on turning their back on Joe Biden at the World Trade Center.
You know, normally, obviously, it's a very somber event, but what they we're going to have smash-mouth politics, and unfortunately that's going to be everywhere, even in somber moments. I hate to say it. Normally I would hate what's going on in relation to this, where, you know, someone says they don't want him at the hospital or whatever. But look what they did to Trump, and that's what we need to do. Okay.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And it's
we are out of time. BrookTalksAmerica.com. BrookTalksAmerica.com. Take advantage of all the things that you have over there, and we will talk to you in 2 weeks.
All right.
Thanks very
much. Have a good one.
God
bless
the truth. God bless everybody. Okay, thank you. All right, and now, Todd, thank you for hanging on there. Let's go to Todd in Tampa. Go for it.
Let's get down to business. All that achievements I've been saying that for 3.5 years. Okay, I know you. Donald Trump should have understood that he was surrounded by Judases when he first got there. That's the difference between me and him. Oh, there's going to be a honeymoon. There ain't no honeymoon. They hate us. You understand? They hate us. If I was president of the United States, as soon as I won the election, I would have shut the door, kicked everybody out, let the captain in my family, and said everyone else is a Judas in here. Okay? I would have known that. I wouldn't have let James Comey come in there and talk to Mike Flynn. Okay? I would have known better. I would have asked Jeff Sessions, are you gonna bail out on the Clinton collusion? I wouldn't have hired the guy. Now toughen up, Donald. You're smarter than that. Okay? I've done more for you than anybody on the face of this earth, including your kids. Okay? Because I stood up for righteousness and I loved it because you kept your promises. But you gotta toughen up. To say that we're gonna put people in there that are gonna be conservative, yeah, you get them in there, and then George Soros comes over with a big paycheck and makes you turn on them. You gotta be stronger than that. You gotta have your own money, and you gotta stand up for Jesus Christ. So when Google and all those clowns come around, you say, shove your money where the sun don't shine. I don't need your money, bro. Okay, I'm standing up for the Constitution, and I'm standing up for Jesus Christ, and I'm standing up for our cops and our first responders and our military, who you won't let me read the names at the House floor. Get out of my face.
Thank you, Todd.
Crap. Let's get to work.
All right, thank you very much. And folks, I've run out of time here, so caller, I'm sorry I can't get to you. But I want to remind everybody that in about, at about 5 minutes after 7 a.m., I'll be on 92.1 up in Valdosta, Georgia, for those of you that want to flip over and listen. And for the folks in Valdosta, I'm looking forward to talking to the mayor, Scott James, up there in Valdosta, Georgia. I haven't talked to him in a while. And we're going to talk about the very somber event, September 11th, 2001. And I'm sure that knowing the people in Valdosta that called my show and the way things are, you're going to be possibly calling in and asking some questions, and we'll try to do what we can. But September 11th is a very tough day for a lot of people for obvious reasons. And anybody that was in New York that day and saw what we saw or went through what we went through understands what I'm talking about. I don't need to explain anything. But I will tell you this much. We'll be back tonight with more, and it's going to be a great day in the neighborhood because can't wait to talk to Scott up there and you folks in Valdosta on 92.1. Have yourself a great day. Remember, it's all about we the people here on this program. We are the bosses of applesauce, and those fools work for us. We can hire them. We can fire them. God bless America.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.